through a local Horses and Heroes equine program might be worth trying? Henry's Home Horse and Human Sanctuary, located in Grand Central Park by appointment only, is home to a growing number of rescued and donated horses. Visit our website at henryshomehorsesanctuary.org or check out our Facebook at Henry's Home Horse and Human Sanctuary for more information.
We have the safest food supply in the world. Strict laws and regulations restrict the usage of hormones, antibiotics, and pesticides within our food supply. Production agriculture practices and technologies such as the use of GMOs, which is not any more or less risky than conventional crop production, has allowed American farmers to produce more food on less acres in environmentally sound ways. Find out more online at pathtotheplate.tamu.edu. We are Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, helping Texans make lives better.
Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us on the Cindy Cochran Show, along with Richard Schischler, the engineer and the owner, and thinks he's better than everybody else, kind of thing. I have been gone for so long, and I come in, and the first thing he does is to make me feel bad about knocking on the glass door, because it's about 15 minutes to 2, and there's a guy he was talking to, and he goes, "I'm talking." And I went, okay, so
well,
I backed up.
Again, it's one thing, Cindy, to come up to the door and wave. I get that. Like, I see you. But you try to open the door.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought
When I was chatting with a host.
Okay.
And then you started knocking on the door. And I'm like, I'm just looking at you like, you think I would have let you in by now. And then you're kind of like still waiting. And I'm like, it's not 2 o'clock yet.
Well.
This is what happens when you deal with talent.
No, you. Well, you always tell me, "Hey, you got to leave. I got a show coming up."
Yeah,
and they have to
be
in here.
We have the Texas ticket coming in at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to go. And I would have done the same to him if it was 5 minutes till. I'd be like, "Clint, you got to go."
But usually we get to talk a little bit before we start the show.
We're busy here at Lone Star. We're adding more shows. Sorry, you're not the only show here, Cindy.
What? What? You're kidding me. Stop it. You got to make me feel like I'm the only show in town. That's what you do with a girlfriend. I mean, you make her feel like she's the only girlfriend that you have.
See, I did that the first time. It didn't work out. So my new plan is you got to treat them like they're one of the girlfriends.
No, you just got to do more vetting when you decide that you're a date a girl.
No, I think what it is I need to be able to say no. Because I'm always an easygoing guy, and I'm like, maybe I should be more vocal about, like, then I am vocal when I don't want to do that. I'm just not always in a position to say, like, I'm always doing something I want to do. Very rarely where I'm like, I don't like that. Get out of here.
Well, freedom really got a hold of you, right? And you don't want to give it up, do you?
Oh, no. I'm just going to live my life.
And if somebody happens to stumble by that you think is cute and fun, then you ask them out, and they're late for the date. You go like, well, that's it. I mean,
I've gone on more dates than I did before I was married.
You got married?
So.
Oh, that's so surprising.
Yeah. And I've always said yes to everything. I've never said no. Like, I go, anyone says, like, I got a friend, or I'm like, yeah, sure, let's do it.
So I was going to say, you never said no, and you don't practice that, I'm scared of what you might get into and get, you know. And if you drink along with going on a date, and you might, you know,
make mistakes.
Be married the next day.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know.
But you're going with people that you can't even understand what they're saying, so it just.
That's not fair. I'm saying yes to everybody.
And you say yes to everybody? You say yes to everybody, and I'm sitting there banging on the door.
Yeah,
trying to
well,
get
that's
you to
rude.
Open the
so
door.
Now I'm learning to say no. I'm like, no, you get out of here, you rude woman.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. But
I was so happy to come to the show.
Yeah, I was excited that you showed up.
Yeah. Yeah, for today. Do we have a guest tomorrow?
No. I will tell you when we have a guest. We have a couple people lined up, but all their events and everything, everything's kind of died down for events until mid-February afterwards.
Okay. Okay.
So the guests I'm trying to get you, I'm not trying to get you just some random person, but I can get those people for you.
No, no. And my cardiologist said he still wants to be on the show. And that in February, he'd probably be...
That's what I'm telling you. That's just the way people deal with their schedule.
Yeah, right.
Like, I did. It was funny yesterday. I didn't realize it was the 12th.
Today's the 12th, right?
Today's the 13th. But, like, yesterday I was writing... I was doing deposits, and I was sitting there going, like, oh, yeah, man, it's already the 12th. Like, I feel like I just hit New Year's.
Yeah. I'm still getting over the hangover.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on half the time, and... It's been busy, busy, busy doing stuff.
Well, everything's landing in February. I've got
Like I said, that's just the way the world works.
New 3 appointments.
Yeah,
and I really try, and it's stress. I cannot be there between 2 and 3, and I can on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday because I got this, and it's really like the schedulers don't care.
Well, I'll be honest. When it comes to medical stuff, I'll just let them do it. I'm like, yeah, I'll rearrange my schedule because you're doing something very unique.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather be on your happy time than my happy time.
Oh, now that was very sweet.
Well, because if the doctor wants to see you at that time, then that's fine with me.
Okay. I'm just, so they may be scheduling something else for me. So I hope not. But I love the show. I love being on the show. And I just have to go to YouTube and search for the Cindy Cochran Show and then be able to play it.
Yeah, know. I was surprised you took a sabbatical, and I think I only got 2 selfies from you.
Only 2?
Well, I think I only got 2 selfies from you.
Because you forget me so quickly that I have to remind you.
Yeah, my last selfie from you was on December 18th. Okay, let's see.
Let me see what it was. What was
it's a selfie. You look exactly the same.
That's all I could do. I was in bed most of the time. And
I know you're recovering. You're doing what the doctor told you to do, right? Probably not.
No, I had PT people coming into my home.
Oh yeah, how'd you like that?
Physical therapist.
They weren't looking for a runaway.
No, and she opens the door, and I said hi. I said this is great. I said, I don't know if y'all know about my schedule or not. She said, well, your doctor said you were homebound. And I went, my cardiologist said that? And she said, yeah. So that scared me because it's like, why would you say I'm homebound?
Yeah.
Like, you can't go drive and you can't go to the
Yeah, you're homebound.
So they were coming to me, but it was...
Taking your freedom.
It was a Selena and an Eileen. So sweet. They were so sweet. I kept, you know, thinking there was going to be a... You know, like some big blonde, blue-eyed guy from, you know, go.
Well, I think that's another service, Cindy.
No, no, they are physical therapists. No, they never sent me a male physical therapist. I guess the gossip got around or something. I don't know, but it was.
My buddies and I one time hired one of those clean services for.
The girls,
not for me, but we did as a gag for a buddy,
and they came in.
Yeah,
but they didn't.
Well,
his
house was a wreck,
but they didn't do it nude though, right?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
I think they just.
I just said like, hey, I just we told them it's like we told them that like, hey, we were really worried about you. We got the service for you. All chipped in. They're gonna clean. They're gonna do like a deep clean of your house. But I would recommend being there because you know how sometimes you got a like first time house cleaner and like you don't really know the people
and these girls come
and these girls come. Oh, it's so funny.
Do they play music? Well, I didn't ask.
I didn't ask anything. I just
you were afraid.
He was actually really upset about it.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was like, "Why would y'all like?" He's like, "Knew something was up with this. It was too nice." I'm like, "Well, did they at least clean that house?"
That's really
good.
Mean.
That's not me.
I'm just glad he wasn't married. That's good.
No, he was.
No,
no, I was kidding. He wasn't. He wasn't. I think he had a girlfriend, but I don't. We don't really tell each other those things.
And yeah, did y'all tell him y'all wanted pictures?
No, we don't.
Of them cleaning?
And we just thought it would be a good gag.
No, but
part of the gag is letting him express it. You know, like, what, you know, we don't ask questions. We just say, like, let's wait till he says something.
Okay, but he didn't call you while they were there? Saying,
no.
What is this?
No, he did. He texts us afterwards and goes, you guys are really funny. And that's not being, and that's sarcastic when I say that. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, I remember they said you could hire these college guys. And they would come over and clean, and they'd take the trash out and take stuff away and all that. And so I thought, I got to see, we got to do this. And so we hired, and I told Sam what we're going to do. He said, well, as long as they get all the trash out, I don't care who they are. So they come in, and they're real buff, and they look like they're all football players. And I said, now y'all are going to clean, right? He said, yeah, but mostly what we like to do is we like to take out the trash and put it in the back of the dumpster and stuff. And I said, okay, well, go right ahead. And they were the slowest, you know, real, I mean, they take a little thing and they just, you know, like, okay, I'm going to get this, we'll get this all cleaned out and I'll do the dishes. And they'd argue about who's going to do the dishes and who's going to dry and all that stuff. It was just, they were entertaining to watch and stuff, but I would never, ever hire them again. But it was cute. It was a cute idea. And I can't remember, it's like hot college guy or something like
hot that. Hot cops?
No, it wasn't that.
That's a little weird, Cindy. I don't, that's...
I just wanted to see what they were. No, it was interesting. But anyway, so you did have a date, one date.
I've gone on a couple, yeah.
You had a couple since I was gone? Okay.
It's all been very fun.
You're supposed to, you know, why didn't you call me and tell me?
I don't.
You knew I was like bored to death. I was just selfing like the.
Well, I you know, it's funny. It's the Christmas cards always get me, right? Because it's like my friends are now sending me Christmas cards.
They're sending you
because in the
Christmas
like when
cards?
I was growing up, it was always like my parents' friends.
Yeah,
and I'm like, it's always so weird that your friends send you this. Like, but then now my friends are sending me theirs, and so I got inspired. I told, you know, Andrew, fan of the show, we do Audience of One. I told him, I go, I need his help because he's really good with the AI and doing stuff with that. And I go, I want you to make me a family through AI.
Oh.
And I'm going to do that for Christmas this year. But I told him I wanted to be absurd, like a multinational family. Like we adopted kids from all over the world.
Oh, that's great.
And then he sent me, I'll show it to you. It's pretty good.
He did
one and it's pretty good. Let's see if I can pull it up fast for you. But where is it? Give me a sec. But and then I told him, I go, afterwards, because you know, on the front you have the picture of the family and the dogs, mm-hmm. or whatever, and then on the back I wanted to like to be the most obscene names or what our kids' names are, just like, you know, 14 word names.
Yes.
And do all like, oh, they're taking violin lessons, and it's gonna be so good.
Let me see the picture.
Okay, here we go.
You gotta show the audience.
I can't show the audience. I don't know how to do that. But yeah, here we go.
Well, those aren't real people.
They're not real people. You like it?
I love it. That is hilarious. Oh my goodness. That's great.
So we're going to fine tune it though. I wanted to make it look more like, I go, we got to have a truck in the background. We're in a field with, like, you know.
Yeah, get outside.
Do something. But
that is. Have you seen?
Isn't that great?
Have you seen? I don't know who. who's doing it if it's
how many kids do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 kids.
Yeah, look, that's good. But have you seen what you can do if they let you take a picture of you? You just do a picture, and then they're going to have you doing that music, and the dance and stuff. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
How do you do that? I mean, you really just give them a picture?
Well, I mean, I remember several years ago, they had like a elf greeting card that you take a picture, and you're like, you're on one of the Christmas elves dancing. Oh, okay. But, there's different things out. There's so many weird things going on.
Man.
And it's kind of funny to me that it, especially with social media, how fast it builds up and then it just goes away. And I saw so many pictures of like older friends doing like this Christmas filter, and they look 20 years younger.
Yeah,
I was sitting there.
What was that filter?
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. It's funny how vain people are with it. Oh. And and that's why I really like. I'm gonna stick with this, and we're gonna fine tune the family photo
because
I need more cats and dogs. And I need like a parrot. I need it's gotta look.
You need a grandma.
A grandma? No. It's just it's just my family.
Well, but the grandma would be part of the family.
Yeah, I guess we could do like a hospital bed in the background.
No.
We got our comatose grandma living with us.
We had her stuff, so she could always be with us in every
We really didn't know what to do with her, and, I don't know. I think that's a good gag, though, so I'm going to send it to all my friends.
That is.
And I'm trying to make it look as real as possible, but also at the same time be like, what happened?
I don't think for one second they're going to believe it.
No, but I think it's going to be a funny gag.
It will be funny.
It'll bring a laugh to their day, and that's what the point is.
And that's what the point. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
and then I guess on the back I have a picture I'm just alone. I could be like, I go on a Arctic walk by myself. I'm just alone in the snow.
Don't tell them I'm left. That's great.
But yeah.
You're gonna desert them.
No.
You're not going to desert them?
My imaginary family. My fake family. Isn't that picture great, though? Because
you're not going to go on any kind of vacation. Didn't you tell me you were going to do some random going to Austin?
I went to Austin. I saw my buddies. We had a great time. We cooked a lot of food.
You did?
So, yes.
Good. I'm so happy for you.
And I got a tattoo.
Where?
Where do you think I got it, Cindy? Where do you think I got a tattoo?
On your behind?
No.
Okay.
I got the Star Trek badge.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I'm not going to show it to you on the air.
Why? Show everybody.
It's peeling pretty bad right now.
It's peeling?
Yeah. Oh,
you really got it. You didn't get a tattoo.
Yeah, I did.
Brother. And then you cover it up. And so,
yeah, I don't really.
So what's the big deal?
Yeah, what is the big deal, Cindy?
To impress who? What is
me? I like it.
Well, I
think Star Trek has a lot of positive things about it, and it reminds me to be a good person.
Well, it's better than some of the things you could have put on there. Yeah, that Star Trek would be good.
Yeah.
Then they would be totally, totally sure that you're a nerd.
No one will know. They can't see it.
Well, if you go on dates and stuff.
Why would I? Why would my shirt be off?
Well, if you go swimming.
How well the date went? Is that what you're trying to? No, are you trying to say I do that?
No, I was just saying.
You think I just take my shirt off for like first date?
No, you shouldn't do that. That's no.
Well, it sounds like I could be a cleaner, house cleaner, and you want me to take my shirt off.
I was asking. Now, when do y'all take your shirts off?
I don't doubt it. I bet you really were.
I did not.
I bet this is what you did. I already know. Oh. The left pocket, you had a tip for like, $50.
Uh-huh.
But then in the right pocket, you had a bigger tip if they took their shirts off.
Now look, if you want to bump this up, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to take your shirts off. And y'all got shorts on or what? I know. I didn't bother them. They were so slow, and so I thought, I'm never going to get this done.
That's so funny.
But I just thought it was like get spring cleaning done quickly and done.
Well, first of all, you hired a bunch of college men to clean your house.
Yeah.
That might be the lowest expectation for
but
cleaning
they,
a house
but
I would have.
They had the advertisement out. They
yeah. But I mean, that's the thing.
That's what they're going to do.
Yeah. And that's fine. But I would not expect it to be a really good cleaning. Like that one woman, yeah. Remember that one lady you had on about a year ago? That her clean service was specific towards, what do they call them?
Hoarders?
That's the person you want to hire to clean your house.
Yeah.
Because they know all the tricks.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if they're cleaning up literal sewage on the ground, like, they know what they need to do to get rid of stuff. So you need to hire her. I forgot her name. She's a sweet lady, but.
Oh, no, you don't know about this. All of a sudden, we started seeing little mice.
Oh, great. That's always fun.
And I was going, everybody was freaking out.
It happens.
I mean, freaking out because they didn't know how to hide or anything. They just like would
yeah,
start running out.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
And so
that means they're not building nests yet.
So I thought, so I called our pest control people and told them. They said, okay, it was going to be $3,000 for them to get rid of the mice. And they just laid out these little, to capture them in. And
I'd be like, that's when you negotiate. You'd be like, hey, I'll do $550 a head.
Yeah.
That's how you negotiate with
$3,000.
Yeah.
And so one guy comes out. And one guy has all these little.
Do you have like a sucker written on you somewhere?
Apparently, it must be out in the like when I go to sleep at night, somebody
sucker.
Puts a sign out. This is who you need to. What? Oh, okay. First, I got to finish this. So anyway, we were still seeing them when these guys come. We thought they're going to lay this down. This doesn't happen. And
it could take up to like 6 months.
Samuel over to Walmart, and he got. The same things that they had
That's
put
what
out.
I did at my house.
$3,000. And so he put them out, and nobody wanted to take it. Once the mice got on there and finally died, nobody wanted to touch them or be around them. It was so gross. And so I'd call them and say, we've got more mice. And said, oh, y'all got more? I said, yeah.
$3,000.
So about 12 mice in a week we got. And we were catching all of them. And I want to call and talk to them about getting my money back, or they need to come over and clean while they're, putting the traps down and that kind of thing. And so.
I mean, that's what I did. I mean, one of my close friends, not close, I would say close, but I know him. I talk to him occasionally. He's a pest control guy. And I asked him because we had the same problem, because I'm pretty sure it was our neighbors that was causing, because it's never my fault. And he's like, yeah, just go get some normal traps. And if they don't work, then you can always try different techniques. Like the sticky traps are the best, but the sticky traps track everything.
The what? The sticky?
Yeah, the sticky ones. Yeah. Is like they'll track everything, not just mice. So like you'll find bugs. You'll find all sorts of critters. But And then I bought a cool one that was electric. It was like just a box. And then when they get in there and they just roll.
That's cruel.
Well, I got it because the person I was living with at the time did not like freaked out about it. And I go, well, hey, this thing is, it'll let you know if something's in it. You don't have to look and you just dump it. You don't even have to look at it. And that's why I got that one. But the normal trap, the old school traps work. But they also like can decapitate. It's pretty gnarly.
Oh, no. These
depends
stick
on the mice.
That they stick on is so sad because you'll walk around the around the corner, and then there's that mice, and he's moving and trying to push the thing that he's
what's
on.
What's great is people just pick those up and throw them away with them still stuck.
Oh no!
Don't terrible. Do that. Well, what are you gonna do? You gonna hit it with a baseball bat or something?
No, I just didn't watch it anymore. It was very.
I mean,
so
I know it's
cruel.
Traumatizing for you, but like, how else are you gonna get rid of it? Stuck on a
so
you're gonna let it starve to death.
This has been that's what you're supposed to do. That's what they said. They said, well, they'll get tired and they'll
they'll die.
Stop doing it.
Yeah.
But what killed me is that these guys, these guys were putting stuff in the weep holes because I said, you know, we've got these weep holes all along the bottom of the house, and can't they come in there? And
they come in. They get into all sorts of stuff.
Well, yeah, we can put netting in there. So they did that all around the house.
Yeah.
And then I look behind the dryer, and there's a hole. Like,
yeah, there. Yeah, yeah.
And nobody closed that up, and so I had to have them come out and say, you close this up. So now the kids trapped one, didn't mean to. The trapped one in the not the mop, the vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
No, the vacuum cleaner.
What?
And it got trapped in there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And now, and so they just laid it outside awesome. In the garage. I'm not kidding that.
And
out.
Then you hit reverse on it, and then it shot out.
No, but I'm going to call them and say, for $3,000, can y'all come get this thing out of the.
I don't know. Understand that price, but I'll ask you. I'm curious. I'm going to ask my buddy about that. How much?
What?
How much he charges?
Okay, so after I told Chad, he said, "What is this $3,000 for?" Because he pays my bills, and so I said, "It's for them killing the mice." And he said, "How long is that going to take? This has been a long time." I said, "I don't know. I'm starting to reconcile with them, and not, you know, like they're not scaring me anymore." And so I'm sitting there across the table talking to the physical therapist that had come in, and we had just done our thing. And all of a sudden she jumps, she goes like this, she goes, and I go, "What's wrong?" She said, I just saw a mouse run right under, and so I turned around and I went, "Frank, I told you to stay inside the closet," and she said, "You name them?" And I said, "Well, it's the only way you can really feel like they're not going to hurt you if you name them." And she thought, "Okay, our session is over." And she left, and that was it was so sad. It scared her.
I found this Houston company. It starts at $79.
What?
Yeah, pest control, rodents only. So I don't know if that means you catch them and they'll get rid of them, or
they do catch and release. I don't know what they do, but it's. You know, I feel sorry for him. The only guy that really worked was the person that came and got up on the roof, because
the way I'm reading it, thanks to the AI folks, it goes from 150 to 500 for the setup, and then they'll charge you more if it's severe, and they also do the sealing of the holes and everything. So,
well, you know, what would they do the tent? They put a tent around your house. What was that for? Termites or?
Yeah, a lot of things.
Yeah, that's how they would fix it. But yikes.
Yeah, inspections are 75 to 125. Lethal trappings, 150 to 475. Includes placement and return visit. Bait stations and poison, 300 to 550. Often includes monitoring.
But you don't see any 3,000.
No, it sounds like if you're spending that, they'll do all the exclusion sealing too, like the entry points and things like that.
Well, it's been, but I don't. It was weird is because it's gotten so cold outside, but our house is colder than it is outside. So I don't know why they come in there, you know, because they can't find any heat.
They live in my car.
They live in your car?
Yeah, remember I told you about that?
Yes, yeah. And they even had a thing on one of those shorts on like a Facebook hat, yeah. And that mouse crawled out from under they were on the freeway, and these two girls are driving, and the mice crawls out and turns around, looks at them, and tries to see what it's doing and to hold on to things, and he tries to hold on to the hood.
See you later, dude.
And another person said, "Speed up, just speed up. Stop real short. He'll fall off." It was like a great movie scene. But anyway, so all the things that have happened in the world right now.
There's a couple things going on.
What do you think are the most important? I mean, what got you the most? A lot of stuff happened real quick, one after the other. What?
Well, the thing that I was disappointed the most is the cinematographer for Dune 3 and Batman 2 signed on to do the Beetle Anthology 4-part movie. So he's not doing Dune 3 and he's not doing Batman 2. He's doing the Beetle crap. So I was probably like...
I saw the first Dune and that there was, it was, to me, that was so boring. It was not good.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
That's the top of my list. I was very, I'm concerned about.
Okay. Can you think about that? So any movies that I saw, I can't even remember the names of them because there were nothing. I mean, I didn't think they were great or good or, wow, I can't wait to get back and tell Richard about this movie. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, I had a very boring time off.
Well, you were homebound.
Because I was homebound and it was Selena and Eileen that came to do physical therapy. I said, you know, why am I even, you know, wearing eyeliner? I don't know.
It's just a force of habit. That's because you're vain.
I'm not. Well, I don't. What's your
I'm giving you a hard time.
Description of vain. I'm not.
Sending me selfies.
That's just to say hello. You can send me selfies.
I get that. You're at that point where I need a proof of life every week. I need to know.
Proof of life.
Yeah. I got to know you're still kicking. My dad, my father, the other day, I was chatting with him. And he's like, yeah, I've been waking up. I've been having heart palpitations, apparently. And so, like, if I don't talk to you again, you know I love you. And I go,
oh.
And I go, yeah, I already know, Dad. Oh. And I go, I already got the speed dial number for the people to pick up your body. You're good.
if Chad asks me to go look at one more home, I'm going to get really worried.
That's weird.
He said, I've been checking out these homes. I want you to come look and see which one you'd like. You know, what you'd like while you're still sane.
Did you tell him you're homebound so you can't really move?
But he calls me every single day and he checks on me. He's,
it's
really a sweet, sweet son. And so, but the grandchildren, Chad, Samuel and Cindy will get up at the weirdest times. It's like living with vampires.
Yeah.
You know, and so they're up.
Certain people.
But they.
It also depends on like my day. Like I didn't go to bed till 1 last night because I got off work. Got home around 10:45. And then I got prepped and worked a little bit. And the next thing I knew, it was 1 o'clock. And I was like, oop, did a little bit.
And you were prepping for the shows today?
Yeah, just doing whatever. I'm never sleepy after I get off there.
No, so. You're still on a high.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't call it a high. Usually high entails that you're having a bowling? Great time.
Wait, after your bowling job or after here?
Yeah, bowling job. Oh, being here, I want to go. I don't want to listen to anything. I just want to.
I know. I texted you because I know you don't like to be called. And ask you, can you talk? Because I was just going to ask if you had some guests. And I kept waiting and waiting. And I'm the one kind that we go like, hey, did you get my text? You know, call you and ask you, can you get my text? And
no.
I know that's not, you know, that's not the right concept. But so did you just ignore it?
I believe I told you I'd call you in like 30 minutes.
No. That we did that, and then
I tried to communicate with you, letting you know.
I tried. Well, anyway, so I didn't know if you were mad at me or if I was still part of the family or what. So
I'm glad you go down those routes in your mind. If I don't answer a text, he hates me.
Hates me. He's never gonna talk to me again.
You need to get over yourself.
Shut up. No, I was I just want to touch base purely about the show and about what's, you know.
Yeah, and I always told you I'd let you know if anything changes.
There wasn't anything to change.
There's no, yeah. So why would I call you?
Well, because I thought that you had said, I when you're going to be on so I can start building guests.
Yeah, and I am.
Okay. Okay, okay. All right. Well, I just like to know, just so I can research it and study up on it.
Yeah, I said if anything changes, I'll let you know.
Okay. Okay, so anyway.
I mean, it's not that hard concept. It's hard of a concept there.
No, but I get in here because he didn't like it that I was knocking on the door and he was still talking to somebody. It was a host, and I thought we were supposed to get in, be ready by 10 minutes to at least the time we go. And he, so he comes over and says, "You just got to understand, Cindy, you're not the only show on this radio station." And he's always saying that to me, like, that's
well,
how
now I hope everyone interrupts your show. I'd be like, I'm not going to do anything about it.
What? I wasn't going
to
interrupt.
Well, the next show's already here. I already did that to them.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Armando?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Armando could come in and no. be a guest. No, you won't let him. That's me. That's me. But anyway, so he was being very rude, and I was like, you know.
I was the one being rude. That's how you, that. That's how you're leaving this conversation is I'm the one that's being rude. You can tell I'm in a conversation with a gentleman because he's standing up right in front of me.
Yeah.
Talking to me.
Right.
And it's not like he was putting papers up, grabbing his backpack and like getting up ready to leave. Like he was talking to me and you're the one trying to open the door.
Well, because do you 10 minutes to 2.
15 minutes to 2.
I mean, 15 minutes to 2. Yeah. And that's the time that you usually run everybody out.
No, 5 minutes till.
I know you think that you're right.
I am right.
Well, I apologize for you, you know, feeling like I was interrupting a conversation.
I could have just ignored you and just let you just rattle that door for 10 minutes. And you never gotten the hint, like, oh, I'm in a conversation with somebody.
That's not true, because I just told everybody bye
no.
out there, and then you rejected me.
I rejected you, because it's not time.
Go away. You dismissed me.
Yeah.
Like a little girl, go away. Yeah, that's okay. So, but...
But I'm the rude one.
But you're the what?
I'm the rude one.
Okay. Okay. Well, you didn't even notice I cut my hair. That's okay.
I did, because you sent me a selfie.
I did? Oh,
no.
No, I didn't. No, I just, that's the only thing have to do. I don't, and I play Mahjong.
On your phone or something?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I have 1,233
imaginary points.
Games.
I like that.
No, games. And I don't want to see any of the ads. I don't want to see any of the, you're great. But I do like the guy that's in my ear and says, great, brilliant, after I do some.
Yeah, I wish I could do that for a living.
What?
Do those voiceovers for those little things, like, you know, the elevator going up, going down, 422.
The time now is
so that'd be a great little job, right?
I did voiceovers for Southwestern Bell, different things that they'd have little messages in the when the people call and have questions, and this was it was so much fun. I loved it.
I wouldn't mind doing the doctor one or the prescription ones too, because you get to say all these, like, if you're experiencing diarrhea, call your doctor immediately. Yeah, see, I would love to do that. That would be so much fun.
Thank you for calling Verizon. Now, if this is an emergency,
I'll do I'll do the ED medication, the erectile dysfunction medication. I would love to do those too. The colon guard, the poop box ones, like, that would be great.
When I worked for Southwestern Bell, all operators went on strike at one time, and so that everybody that worked other type of things.
Your scab.
Put them in there, and they just say, okay, push this, and when this lights up, push that. and stuff. And so I went in there and I had so much fun talking to people. And they had to come over and say, Cindy, you just answer the question or just push the right button, but you don't need to carry on a conversation with them. Because we heard you talking about how you cook your roast and how they cook their roast. And so we don't need that. Okay, thank you very much. Goodbye. But that was hard not to talk to people because somebody would sound upset. And I said, are you okay? You never say, are you okay? Because then, you know, do I need to call 911 or what do you want? But they would sound so upset. I said, no, I just have fun with my boyfriend. And I hate him. What should I do? I said, I've got some numbers you could call.
Get a new boyfriend.
Yeah.
You sound very needy.
Yeah. Let me see if Richard's still available.
Oh, I ain't promising anything.
I know.
But I will say yes.
You will say yes. Because you can't say no. Yeah, you don't know how to say no.
I got to live life.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you break down that facade you try and put on that you're so laid back.
It's not really a facade. I say yes. Like, I do go through with it. So it's...
Yeah, but they don't know it, that you seem very, you know, no, I ain't going to do that. No, I don't feel like it. I'm not going to do it.
I shoot people away all the time. Dismiss. Go.
Yeah. Leave me be. Like you were practicing on me.
Yeah. No. Pretty good at it. You got the message pretty quickly.
I did. I didn't stand there for 10 minutes and knock on the door.
Well, I got to make you feel bad so you can talk about it on the air for the entire show. I was like, she has nothing to talk about. I need to do this to her so she has something to complain about.
I have plenty to talk about. Because
she's
going to
talk about all sorts of stuff that I don't want to talk about.
No. Did you know that the Mormons are still knocking on doors
and
sending two by two?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen Mormons in so long.
You can request them to stop by people's houses. I told you that. I know I told you that gag we got. We got our buddy.
And y'all went and did y'all?
No,
like
you go to their website and you can fill out a deal.
And we
got him because we told the person he works nights. So he's like, you got to get there like at 4 a.m. or whatever.
And they did it? Oh my goodness. Well,
it was good.
This was total dark at night. And
he works nice. So like, how do we make sure?
I didn't know that they were still doing that.
I can do it right now. Where do you live?
I used to love at Willis. I would love when they would come by the house. I'd invite them in, set them down, and let's have a debate or let's talk about it and why you do what you do.
Right here. I'm on the website. I can request.
And
I can schedule a visit with the missionary.
You should not announce that. That's mean.
Well, they want you to grow closer to God. That's what it says. But no.
So anyway, they showed up.
They've been coming to the bowling alley, and it's been fun.
They rang the doorbell, and Maddie went crazy, and Maddie's just going, I'm trying to hold Maddie back and open the door and say, hello. And Cindy opened it, and she goes, there's two guys right here. There's two guys.
Well, everyone, what I love today's world, if anyone comes to the door, they're trying to kill you.
Yeah.
So, like, when I live in our neighborhood, we have a very active Facebook group in our neighborhood. And this gentleman came to the house, and I could tell he was with the roofing because they always do that when they're doing someone's roof. They always go to, like, whatever. And I was like, sorry, man, we don't need a roof. I know what you're doing. Don't want to bother you. I know you're trying to work. Go get back to work. Go. And well, anyway, I go on the, I see on the Facebook deal, this lady was straight up saying this guy would try to break into her house. And it was the same guy that I met like an hour before. And I was laughing. And I was like, how is this lady thinking he's trying to break into her house? And like, he just knocked on the door. If anything, he's trying to put like the business card in the door slip or something. He's like, hey, he reached for the door and tried several times to come in. And it was, I was like, man, I feel bad. There's no soliciting in the neighborhood. But then again, like, people are on one.
Yeah.
Thinking there are people, because I'm always the one that answers the door. I don't care talking to people, but I also know what they're trying to sell. And I'm like, I get it, dude. I see you guys. Y'all wake me up every morning at 6 a.m. nailing stuff. It's great. I really want your business.
This store has one of those windows that all, you know, everybody looks like they're weird.
Yeah. It's like a kaleidoscope thing.
And
pretty cool.
Yeah, you cannot tell what it is. Is it a space alien or is it a person? And so when Cindy opens the door and Maddie's just going, and it doesn't scare
Mom. That's a dog, by the way. That's
there.
Not.
Yeah, that's a dog. Okay,
sure.
and
she has a feral child that lives.
And so I come to the door and they said, "Hi, we're with the Latter-day Saints." And I said, "Well," he said, "do you know Christ?" And I said, "Oh boy, do I know Christ?"
You don't say that.
Huh? Oh boy, do I know
Christ?
Yeah,
because they're going to try to one up you.
No. So anyway, I said, "I've been going to Church of Christ for like this long." And they went, "Oh, well, good. Well, good. I'm so glad that you know him." And I said, "Well, I just want to tell y'all, thank you for doing what you're doing. I think it's great. And you're brave and courageous to go to doors and knock on doors nowadays." And so you're, you know.
I always wondered, like with that group, if they have, because I always, like, you know, that scene in Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes.
Where they have like the sales meeting and they're like pumping people up. Like, this is how we're going to, how many sales, who's got the most? Da, da, da. I wonder if they have something like, maybe not as extreme with like throwing dwarves and everything, but like what the Latter-day Saint folks do when they have like a meeting, like, "Oh, Joshua over here converted 4 people this year. That is remarkable. Way to go, Joshua." Because
they'll have you sign some stuff.
Yeah, for your contribution, you get the golden Bible or whatever.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, "No." So I just appreciate y'all so much and be careful and all. I said, "Okay, well, thank you." And I shook my hand. They were really sweet. But we couldn't see their face because it was so dark outside and the light wasn't working. And so all
you got
see
mice
was like
everywhere.
This
you got college boys cleaning your house. Like, what kind of degenerates are living in your house these
and
days?
If they'd
got a feral kid.
If they'd have walked in, they'd probably looked at where my office was, and I have all these lights that Chad brought in, and he's doing all this stuff to do a podcast. And I think, what are y'all filming in there? That's weird. So anyway, that's really the most exciting thing that happened.
Well, I'm glad because the show's about to be over.
It is about to be
I
over.
I do want
to
let the audience know.
Wait, are you telling me it's
about we're literally at the time.
I thought you were saying
if you want to be a guest on Cindy's show, reach out to the station, irlonestar.com. Contact us through there. We'd love to have you as a guest. As you can tell, she will talk to anybody.
I will. And about anything.
About anything.
That's right.
And I want to say it's good to see you, Cindy.
It's so good to see you, Richard.
And I can't wait to see you. We're going to see you next Tuesday.
We're going to see me tomorrow.
Oh, if you're coming tomorrow, I don't know.
I was going to come in tomorrow.
All right, cool. We'll see you tomorrow then.
Is that okay?
Yeah, you don't let me know anything.
I kept asking. I have all the texts that
you
proves.
You got squat. All right, here we go.
Okay, all right, sorry. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. I don't know if Richard's going to be here or not, but I will be here tomorrow. And I hope you have a great day. Call somebody you love, and thank you, all of you first responders. We love you. We appreciate you. We know that what you're trying to do is to keep us safe, and we understand that. Love you.
Every week, people ask the same 2 questions. Are they ready to retire? Will their savings last for their lifetimes? Hi, this is Chris Wooten with Wooten Financial Group. Our firm has been in Montgomery County for decades, but the hopes and dreams of the people we serve never change. We help answer these 2 questions and many more that people have about their uncertain financial future. We have a simple introductory client experience that allows us to get to know the client and includes a few meetings for the client to kick the tires at no charge. We provide a concise, 1-page summary that helps the client get a better handle on which questions are the right questions for them. To learn more about Wooten Financial Group's process of helping their clients to a clearer financial future and to see their contact information, visit Cindy Cochran Show page on irlonestar.com/TCCS. Wooten Financial Group is a proud sponsor of the Cindy Cochran Show. Wooten Financial Group is available by phone at 936-449 5952 or visit them on the web at www.wootonfinancial.com. That's www.wootonfinancial.com.
This program is sponsored by the Wooten Financial Group. It is not the intent of Wooten Financial Group to render or offer personalized investment advice or financial planning advice through this radio program or any related website. Wooten Financial Group's participation in this program is limited to providing general information on financial matters and should not be construed as financial recommendation or investment advice. Investment advisory services are offered through Game Plan Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the state of Texas. Insurance services are offered through Wooten Financial Group, Inc. Game Plan Advisors and Wooten Financial Group, Inc. are affiliated through common ownership, and neither firm is affiliated with The Cindy Cochran Show. No listener should assume that any information presented and or made available on this program serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized individual advice from Game Plan Advisors, Wooten Financial Group, or any of their representatives.
What is homelessness? Have you seen parents struggle to find a job without having transportation or childcare? What about the children sleeping in cars with nothing to eat? Families shouldn't have to struggle to survive, and children should not be homeless. Family Promise of Montgomery County serves the needs of homeless families and their children. Learn about ways you can help and learn about partnership opportunities at www.familypromise.org.